What's up, y'all? Here's a little bit of a podcast extra just to hold you over until we come back from our break. I hope you enjoy it. What's up, y'all? It is your girl, Shonda D, and I am back with another podcast extra episode because, y'all, now at this point, you may have already heard of this artist. I am recording this. I'm not going to say the date because that's my business, but hopefully you have heard of this artist and hopefully you have heard of this song. Cause y'all, when I first heard this song, I think I was washing dishes, and you know how, when you first hear a song and you hear a piece of the lyric and you gotta be like, wait a minute, hold up. Who is that? Who is she? Where she come from? Who she signed to? Like, I wanted to know all of the things immediately. And so I looked them up. I looked up all the information and I got, we're going to review one of her songs called Oh Wait. It is the single of her current EP called, hold on, let me see what it's called, because I just listened to it the other day. It is called, hold on, come on, where's Recents? What is happening? Okay. It's not. Where is my recent listens? What is happening? Okay, well, anyway, y'all, the artist is called Shay's Universe. And I'm still looking for the freaking, I can't believe that it's not showing me my recent listens. This is weird. I don't know. Why is it not giving it to me? Let me just pull her up. There she goes. The EP is called Love Letter. Now, as a matter of fact, it's an album called Love Letter. And y'all, this beautiful chocolate woman, and you can hear in her singing that she's not American. She's a Nigerian British songwriter, singer-songwriter. Okay. Like, I could tell in her accent that she was not from here. Like, you can hear it a little bit in her music, but you can't really fully hear it until you like listen to all of the songs. But this song caught me. And the first time I heard it on Pandora, actually. And like I said, I was washing dishes and I was just like, who is this girl? Like, who is the girl? So, her name is Shay Universe and the single is called Oh Wait. So we're going to go through the lyrics of this song because she straight, like, was like, yo, like, you not going to play with me. So, hold on, let me see what they got on here on her about. They don't have no information on here. I don't even know why I chose to do that. But anyway, okay, so the first part of the song, it says, you say you love me, you say you tried, so tell me why am I teary-eyed already, okay? It doesn't move me when you apologize. You made me question my intuition too many times. Because who you think I am? Okay? Who are you playing with? Why is you playing in my face? Like, you ever dated a narcissist and it makes you question what in you didn't catch the red flags? And you'd be like, was I that out of it that I didn't even see what this person was doing to me right in front of my face? Like, was I that blinded by love or the possibility of love? Was I that damn desperate? Like, for real. Then the pre-chorus says, it's scary how you lie to me, staring right into my face and don't feel no way. It shouldn't be that easy to throw it all away. Let me tell you something. When you are in a relationship with a person who lies right to your face, like, just go, sis, just run, run, run. Like, the first time you catch them up in a lie, when people show you who they are, believe them. Okay? The first time you catch it, just go ahead and run, get up out of there. That's not where you need to be. Okay? I'm telling you right now. Then the chorus says, "You said you are the one, said you proved me wrong, but you're just the same. 'Cause your love's like a storm, roses turn to thorns. What you touch, you break." Listen. You see why this song hit me? Do you see why this song hit me now? Because she said, "You said you were the one, said you proved me wrong, but you're just the same." Because we all know when we first get into these situationships and we meeting people and we dating and we talking, it's all cute, it's all fun. You know what I'm saying? They always say, "Oh, I'm nothing like your ex, blah blah blah. I would never do that to you." And whole time be the same person to do the same things. And you just be like, "I thought you said you was gonna prove me wrong, and here we are. So what happened to that?" So the post chorus says, "Trying to undo what you did, but I just don't know where to start. Still learning how to forgive, and that's the hardest part." Listen to me. Learning how to forgive somebody that didn't hurt you will break you. Like, we as a people are supposed to live and walk in forgiveness, and forgiveness is one of the hardest concepts in this world to truly achieve. Like, no matter what kind of hurt you are dealing with, forgiving, whether it's hurt from a relationship, hurt from a parent, hurt from a friendship breakup, like, at the end of the day, our job is to forgive the person who hurt us and let go of that hurt and move on. Healing is a parallel process. It's never ending. So to even get to the place where you recognize that you need to forgive the person, because that's another thing. It takes a while to even let go of the resentment, let go of the hurt, and get to a place of healing to where you are like, "All right, it's time for me to let that go." Like, it's never gone, you know what I'm saying? Wish them well in their life and everything they got going on, but that's never my, this hurt and pain that I'm harboring is not gonna change what happened to me, and it's not gonna change that person. Me holding on to it, it's not gonna change that person. That's in their character. When something's in somebody's character, you're pretty much fucked, basically. Verse two. "Now wait a damn minute. Made my plans and pictured you in it. Anything you wanted, baby, I was it. I can't lie. I was so in it. Blinded by your love, I admitted it. Said I'd never lose again, but here I am with you again. It's so scary." That's what that part is when she realized, "Motherfucker, you gotta go. Like, I made these plans. I pictured you in it at first, but you, I was blinded by your love. 'Cause like I said I'll never lose again, but here I am with you again. Like, you said that you would never." And then, have you ever like been in a relationship with somebody and you forgive them for something, God forbid it be cheating, you take them back, or they get back in your good graces, and then they do it all over again, and you just like, "Yo, what the what?" How are we here again? Pre-chorus again. "It's scary how you lie to me, staring right in my face, and don't feel no way. It shouldn't be that easy to throw it all away." Chorus. Said you were the one, said you proved me wrong, but you're just the same. Because your love's like a storm. Roses turn to thorns. Hold on, my phone just tweaked out on me. Roses turn to thorns. What you touch, you break. So, your love is like a storm. They're just the words in this song, y'all. They just grabbed me because I was just like, oh my God. Like, this could be like any kind of storm, from a rainstorm, hailstorm, sleet storm. I live in Florida, so we used to hurricanes, we used to tropical storms. Like, honey, you may fuck me up so bad that my lights be out for a little bit. I'm out of there, mentally out of there. Cause when I genuinely love somebody, I love them with all of me. There's no way that I can love somebody haphazardly. Like, I just can't. I don't have that capability, and I can't be fake. So like, if I truly give you all of me and you fumble or you fuck it up because you wanted to be stupid, like, ugh, the recovery can be brutal. But I'll get back up on my feet now. But it's going to take me a minute. And I'm not one of those people that's going to front like, oh, whatever, I don't need them. I'm back outside the next day. Like, stop it. Y'all have to stop it. You need to cut it. Post-course, trying to undo what you did, but I just don't know where to start. Still learning how to forgive, and that's the hardest part. And that's the end of the song, y'all. I won't be before you long. I should have said that first, but I hope that this has encouraged you to go check out this artist, Shay Universe. Her whole little album is very cute. I loved it. She's definitely going to be somebody that I'll be adding to my playlist, to all of my playlists. And, I hope y'all check her out. Like, sit with this song, play it over and 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 over again until you feel like I felt. You probably won't feel like I feel. That's the thing. Music hits everybody differently. But go check out this new artist, Shay Universe, and tell me what you think. I hope I made a good suggestion. And tell me if y'all want me to review any other songs out there or any other ideas you may have for podcast extra episodes. I'll be probably coming on here to talk about some common psychological terms, just to kind of make sure people are using things in the right context. Everything is so popcorn now. And I just want to make sure y'all are doing your due diligence, okay? But I'm going to get up out of here because it's Sunday and I'm ready to eat. And it's Sunday dinner time. My food is in the oven and it should be about done right about now. So I'll be back with another episode. Thank you for listening. Hope you tune back in next week. I love y'all. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Make sure you check back in with us every Saturday for new episodes. Follow us on all of our social media for updates and events. And make sure you rate and review this episode wherever you're listening. If you have an event coming up and you need hosts for your event, hit us up. We just might be open and available. Make sure you share this episode with anybody that can use the information and insight that we shared in this episode, and stay tuned for more Brown Liquor greatness.